I'm pleased to be joined now by a guy I share the same hometown with, and I'm proud to say that Joe Namath joining me here on the Fan Hotline. Joe, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you, Ron.
I appreciate you taking time. This is a big week for our hometown, Beaver Falls, in large part because you're coming back to be honored this weekend. Beaver Falls having a ring of achievement. You and your former coach Larry Bruno and Jim Bucky Mutchler, another legendary high school football name from Beaver Falls. It's got to be an honor and a thrill for you to come home, isn't it?
Well, it's always a thrill to get home, of course, and see the friends and family, and certainly is an honor to be recognized with Coach Bruno and Jim Mutchler. And as well, Ron, you know, we have our undefeated teams, a lot of the guys from our WPIAL championship teams, the 60 and 61, coming back. So, and plus, Beaver Falls is playing Aliquippa on Friday night. So that should be a great get-together.
Quite a rivalry, there's no doubt about it. Joe, what do you remember about that 60 team? You, I believe it was Larry Bruno's second year, right, as coach, and you led it to an undefeated season in the WPIL, and you told me the other day it was the world to you back then, right?
Yes, I tell you, Ron, it was all about Coach Bruno, the way he was able to put the team together to get us all on the same page, focused, to work hard, to believe that we could do it. I remember in a meeting prior to the season, he was standing in front of the team in the classroom, and he just made a statement. He said, "Fellas, if you never dream about it, it won't happen. Believe you can win the championship. Believe that your dreams can come true. Dream about things, but we got to go out and make them happen." And, boy, you know, that has stayed with me to this day. Coach Bryan at the University of Alabama said something similar in that. He said, if you think you can't, you won't. You use that word can't, it's not going to happen. So both Coach Bruno, especially Coach Bruno, gave us the freedom to dare to think that we could. And then it took the players that we had, some great guys, to work together to accomplish the feat.
Joe Namath, legendary Hall of Fame quarterback with us here, Beaver Falls' own on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Joe, what was it like growing up for you in Beaver Falls in the 50s?
Oh, wow. As a child, you know, we're not thinking about what it's like. It's all we know. But looking back at Beaver Falls and the kind of people we had and the location of the town, for a kid to have a river on one side of town and woods and railroad tracks on both sides and ball fields everywhere. I'm talking about Little League baseball and football and basketball courts. And also the adults, you know, it was hard-working, blue-collar in our area for the most part with all the steel mills and foundries. And I believe the adults had hopes for the children and gave us every opportunity to participate in sports and gave us a good work ethic to know that life is competition. You know, a lot of people duck competition in a sense, but hey, it starts from the day we're on this planet, man. When we come out of the womb, we're competing to survive. And so I attribute my knowledge of this life beginning at home and believing that we have to own up, we have to compete to be able to make ends meet.
Joe, I assume you're going to be talking to the Beaver Falls players this weekend. What will you tell this young group of kids?
Well, I don't know that I'm going to be addressing the team at all because, hey, they've got some big things going on with their focus on the game with Aliquippa. I really, Ron, haven't decided what to say specifically. I think I need to be there and feel what the Tigers are feeling, to look in their eyes, if that's going to happen. Again, this is up to the head coach of Beaver Falls, and I don't want to interrupt any kind of process they have leading up to the game, I promise you.
Joe Namath with me here on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan, Beaver Falls' own, coming home this weekend to be honored in a ring of achievement. It's going to be a great deal for our little hometown. no question about it. Joe, I want to talk a little NFL football with you. I know you follow the game closely. Your New York Jets, of course, you led to the title, 68 season, Super Bowl III, your famous guarantee. The Jets have not won it since. That is unbelievable. Is it this going to be the year it changes?
Well, first of all, Ron, there's some other teams out there that haven't won it at all yet. So at least having one championship under our belt is pretty cool. And it's been a long time, and I think that just shows us how competitive, how difficult it is. We've been spoiled back home in Western PA with the Steelers' success, to a degree spoiled. You know, the Steelers might have another couple of championships up there if the other teams didn't play so well against them. But as far as the New York Jets are going, hey, competition is keen, man. You got to get out there and do it week in and week out, one at a time. Talk's not going to do it. I know with the style of the Jets at this point and the leadership of Coach Ryan, they believe that they're the best. Well, that's fine. You can go ahead and believe it, but you got to pull it off. And right now, when I look at the Jets for this season, I'm concerned about the depth of their offensive line, for one thing. And, well, mostly that. Also, with Mark Sanchez working with some new receivers, believe me, the quarterback-receiver relationship, it takes some time to get to know each other, and the Jets aren't on the same page yet with that. But the defense that the Jets have should be pretty darn good, and it's going to take the defense to play great for the Jets to be able to win a championship.
Joe, you mentioned the receivers. What do you expect from Plexico Burress? He's a former Steeler here, was gone away for a couple years, in prison actually, signing. The Steelers wooed him a little bit, but he ended up with the Jets. Do you expect him to have a good year? Do you think it's going to be tough?
I can only hope he has a good year because I'm a Jets fan, and I've said this a few times. Hey, I hope he makes All-Pro, but I am kind of negative on the situation for any athlete to stay away from the sport for 2 years and change. That's a tough thing to come back from. Plus, it's a contact sport. It's very physical. And already Plax has had to miss some practice because of an ankle and the foot. So I have my doubts on the durability, of course. He's a constant target, terrific. He's proven he's a player. But once again, you sit off, you sit out of the game for 2 years and change. I got to see it. I got to see it first. So I'm a little bit negative when it comes to saying, hey, he's going to have a great season or he's going to make it through the year.
Joe, you mentioned the one title the Jets did win, and I saw you on Letterman last week, and Dave asked you about the guarantee beating the heavily favored Colts. Do you ever get tired of talking about it? And I hope not, because I'm assuming a day doesn't go by when you're not asked about it. Is that fair?
That's darn close. You're right, Ron. And I'll tell you what, I got a good lesson. One day I was watching television, and there was a baseball pitcher on the TV named Don Larson. And they were asking Don about his perfect game that he pitched, and the man asked Don, he said, do you ever get tired of talking about it? And he said, why should I? And that's kind of how I feel about our Super Bowl championship. No, I don't get tired of talking about it. And I certainly don't get tired of meeting people with a smile on their face and bringing back good memories. I love that. Again, it was the goal. You know, whenever you get through college and you are going to try to play professional football, there are two goals to start with. Number one, to make the team. Number two, to win the championship. And we did it.
Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Namath with me here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, down to our last couple minutes with Joe. Just want to finish talking quarterbacks with you, Joe. I know you're a fan of the game and a fan of quarterbacks. Who's the best one out there now?
Well, you know, there are several guys that are terrific, man, including Ben Roethlisberger. It is a team game, and if you don't have the team, you're not going to perform as well as you probably could. You guys all know, you football fans all know the top five, six, seven quarterbacks. And they have good teams to work with. So, you know, Brady, Manning, Rivers, Breeze, Rodgers, Roethlisberger, you know, that's the cream of the crop right there. And they happen to be on good football teams as well. Peyton Manning's father, Archie Manning, was one of the best quarterbacks I had seen come out of college and athletically play that pro game really well. But he was on a dog team his whole career. You remember the New Orleans Aints, used to call them?
Bags over the heads, right?
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. If a quarterback doesn't have the team and the team doesn't have the quarterback, it's going to be a struggle. Life's a team game. Football's a team game. But those top six or seven guys as quarterbacks that I mentioned, they are the cream of the crop. And I gather you can throw Michael Vick in there from what we've seen certainly last season.
He's certainly getting paid for it now, that's for sure. Hey, Joe, real quickly, and I'll let you go here. You mentioned Ben Roethlisberger. People around here, a lot of people think he doesn't get quite the credit he deserves. He's been to three Super Bowls, helped the team win two of them. Just your evaluation of him as a player.
Sensational. Any football person certainly would love to have him as a part of their organization. Ben, I don't have enough good things to say about Ben Roethlisberger as a football player, a leader out on that field. He's sensational, and I'll take Ben on my side every day of the week.
Joe, I appreciate your time so much. I know everybody back in Beaver Falls is looking forward to you coming home. I guess you got a couple brothers and a sister back here?
Well, two surviving brothers, yes, and my sister Rita. My brother John passed away a few years ago. God bless him, but we think of him every day. And there certainly are a lot of nieces and nephews. It's a joy to be home. You know, again, we're going to be able to visit with some of our teammates of our championship years, and I'm just looking forward to it. Very excited about it, Ron.
Well, Joe will be at the Beaver Falls Eloquipa game Friday night at Beaver Falls and part of all-day doings on Saturday. Joe, good luck to you. Travel safe up here, and look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Thank you, Ron.
All righty. Thank you, Joe.